This is a podcast from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Hello and welcome to Live and Learn on The Bigger Picture with me, Lim Soo Ann. As the current war and genocide in Gaza by Israel continues, life in Gaza is becoming increasingly difficult and impossible as people struggle to even find food to survive. In fact, what we often see on social media is likely only a glimpse of the horrors that Palestinians are going through on the ground. And for Palestinian refugees outside of Gaza, many are attempting to fundraise to help get their loved ones out of the country. Now, one of them is Manal Adluni. Having been in Malaysia since 2015, she joins me in the studio today to share her own journey of leaving Gaza back then and why she's trying to get her mother and brother's family out as well. Thanks for joining me today, Manal. Now, maybe you could start by sharing a bit about yourself and how you ended up here in Malaysia back in 2015.
Hi, my name is Manal Adluni. I'm Palestinian. Now I'm staying in Malaysia as a refugee. I'm 38 years old. On 2015, I moved to Malaysia. That time when I decided to move to Malaysia, because I mean, like in 2014, I know now this, the current one, the genocide, this, I mean, going on is mm-hmm. the, like, very worst one. We never experienced like this. So that time, because I have two kids there, so that time, we know our life in Gaza in general, like, always not safe, because mm-hmm. we use, like, every 2 or 3 years, we have war, like, if I need to count, like, okay, in 2000, for example, start the Intifada. So in 2007, the occupation left Gaza, because also, I mean, our resistance that time, mm-hmm. so they forced them to get out to Gaza. So only they become, like, on the border. Mm-hmm. So since that time, like, before 17 or 18 years, so Gaza started to be under siege, mm-hmm. not allowed to anything enter Gaza. Only the main, the essential needs were allowed. But I remember, like, even that time in 2008, I remember, because for me, I got married 2008, so that time, even when I need, like, to prepare and buy, like, clothes and all, nothing, there is nothing. And everything, even the prices were high. So that time, like, in general, the life in Gaza, it's very, like, worse and hard, mm-hmm. not easy. But every time we have to cope with it, like, because only the choice, like, we have what we can do. So we stay in Gaza. Mm. So always, I mean, like, all of a sudden, we'll just, I mean, like, start the war, like, for a few days. Then in 2012, then 2014, that one in 2014 for 52 days that time, I remember. And the one in 2008, that one I was studying in university. All of a sudden, like, around Duhur time, around, like, 12, like, the airstrike for all the police station, the offices in Gaza Strip. That time I still remember that day completely, how was look like. You will just, I mean, like, see everyone just run in the street to look for their kids, for their their relative. So that time even not allowed to use the buses or cars. For us only, I mean, our university staff, they ask us to move group by group, but walking. Because also was dangerous if we need to use bus. What if, I mean, like, they got bombed, and our university also was far. We have to use transportation for it. But that time, like, group by group, we have to walk until, I mean, like, we move, I mean, to, like, near to our houses and all. So we lost a lot of people that time. A lot of houses got bombed, because for the IOF, they use, like, when they bomb, they don't have any alert or anything. Mm-hmm. We'll bomb the huge building, like, building, as we said here, the condominium in Malaysia. So imagine when they just, I mean, bomb and everything has become rubble. So that time after 2014, because that time even have many bombing happened near the house. So that time in 2013, my husband moved to Malaysia before the war.
So he managed to leave first.
Yes, first. Why that time in 2013, even I mean like no have war, but I mean, as I mentioned, like Gaza under siege. So in general, nothing allowed to enter Gaza. And for him, his job a carpenter. So all the wood and any, it allowed to us to enter through Erez border. That one, the one totally Israel occupation, control this. So when, I mean, like they said, nothing allowed to enter Gaza, that mean nothing. You will continue even if whole 1 year. Nothing, it's okay for them. So this what we have, I mean, like, to deal and live every day. So that time, I just, I mean, like, decided maybe we have to look for another chance. And as Malaysia, I think, like, the only country or one of the countries, like, allow the Palestinian to enter without require a visa. So only, I mean, like, for us, once we arrive the airport, it will just, I mean, only stamp for us the visa. But even for us, to leave Gaza, it's not allowed also, like, you have reason to leave Gaza.
So how did you manage to leave Gaza?
So that, I mean, the point, like, even with the, when my husband that time, he need to leave. So, as I mentioned, we know Malaysia, no need for visa for us. But for us, we have to get the visa on our passport. Then we can leave. Why? Because Egypt, the one who control our border from the other side. Because Gaza, we have two borders, like the people can leave. The one, Erez one, the one Israel occupation controlled. The other one, Egyptian border. So that one, even to register for to travel and leave Gaza, you have also to like have something, have proof, like you need to leave. That time, yes, we have to send our passport to Jordan, to the embassy. Then they stamp for the visa and return back. Then we can register, okay, we have, I mean, like, visa to leave. So that time after he left, and why, I mean, like, we didn't that time, like, live as a family together, because also, like, the expenses, like, traveling for the travel, like, you need the tickets, like, you need many, many, like, expenses you need. So that time, also, like, with lack of work or everything in Gaza, so we didn't manage, like, to travel as a family. So that time, we just, like, decided, okay, you go try your luck outside, you travel and see. So that time after, like, he traveled, then in 2014 happened the war. So for me, even if, like, no have any chance now, I mean, I have to wait until, like, everything settled down. Then we can, I mean, try to find the way to leave Gaza. So that time, even when I tried to register, also wasn't easy. So for us, like, have a proof, let your husband write a paper, like, you are in Gaza and you need to leave with your girls. So that time, I have to message him, please prepare one paper, the document, they need the document. And that time also we got our visa on the passport. Then the border closed. Then that time we lost the period of, like, for the visa, because always, like, any visa, for sure, like, have
time period.
Yes, time period. So that time, we just, like, the money we spend on to get the visa, so also, like, just, I mean, like, now we have again. So that time, we just register again. And I continue just, I mean, like, trying. Okay, maybe that time, even, I mean, I went to the office, like, to try if I can leave from the other, I mean, border, the one, the IOF control. So the Palestinian office side, so they know, I mean, like, exactly what the condition, like, you can leave. So they told me that time, I was even, I mean, like, still not 35 years old. They told me, you still so young, less than 35 years old, so you can't even, I mean, like, try to leave. Because that border was mainly for the people, like, for the patient, if you have medical report or any, like, serious case, then you can leave. But it's something like this, only to travel normal, no. You have to wait for Egypt to open the port. So that time I continue like follow up and trying. Then the first day when we got like an appointment, okay, 5:30 a.m. The morning, we have to go to the board and wait. So that time we continue wait until 3:30 p.m. Then they said, now we close the gates, the Egyptian gate. So now back, come tomorrow. So you imagine with all your stuff, with your kids, my girls, one of them like 6 years old and the other 4 years and a half. So you can imagine like when you have the kids and okay, the whole time, like from 5:30 a.m. until 3:30 p.m., then you have to go back. Then the second day you have to do the same, to come 5:30 to be in the board hall. Then you have to wait. So the second, the next day, that time, like, thank God, like, everything, the process, like, we like, it's become, like, easy. But yes, I mean, like, we wait until maybe 4 p.m. then, but at least, like, everything went smooth after this. But during that, when we enter the Egyptian hall, the, I mean, like, from the Palestinian hall, then the, until the Egyptian one, so that time, from the Egyptian border, when we need to enter Egypt, that means Cairo, when we need to enter. So that time, because Egypt that time have also their a problem. So have many police checkpoint, roadblock. So imagine like 11 hours inside the taxi, the car. So only like from one checkpoint to another. They will just like all the ones in the car, okay, come out. They open the luggage, they check, okay, they close again. So every single roadblock we have, I mean, like, to go under a checking. Then, so that time, 11 hours only to be, like, in the car from point to point until we arrived inside Cairo. So that time, yes, we arrived, like, finally at night, maybe, I remember, like, 11:25, arrived, okay, like, finally we are, like, inside the one hotel.
Just to cross the border.
Yes, so that, because for us, like, we don't have airport in Gaza. One time we have, but they got bombed. So that time, always for us, Egypt give us 72 hours to stay in Egypt. So for us, like, to book the ticket and all, to process from there, then we move. So I stay 3 days until, like, my husband process for me the tickets and all. Then that time, we move to Malaysia, like, finally, like, arrive, like, whew, after, like, all this trying. So, yeah, but for me, I mean, even in Gaza, I have, like, I work and UNRWA, so also the, because for us as a refugee, I don't know like if you know or no, but I mean like for us, some of the people in Gaza, they are already refugee with UN card.
You're a refugee inside your own country, yes.
So why this? So we have some people, the citizen people, and have some refugee. Even they call us refugee. We have our own school, our own hospital, like, everything this for the refugee. Why? Because in 1948, our parents were in the, now, I mean, the we call it the occupied territories. So that time, our parents there. So when they the catastrophe, the Nakba happened, that time they forced them to flee. Like what going on now, how they forced the people to move from north to south. So this, that time what happened? They will just, like, have many massacres, have, like, will just, I mean, like, do whatever, like, will force the people to leave. So that time when we moved, like, our parents, like, enter Gaza Strip, then from that day, they call us refugee. So for this, like, we also, like, refugee in our own country. Some people, when I share with them this information, like, good surprise, like, how come? Like, you are in your country. Yes, but I mean, like, the city I was staying there is not the one, I mean, when my parents were in that, I mean, city.
And you, it's not like you chose to move. You were forced to move.
And that time, I mean, like, anyone will go the history, like, some people will not maybe, like, believe or like some people, because they say like you are the one, like you left like by your choice, but it's not. Now the history repeats itself. Now the whole world now, I mean, we have social media. Like, maybe in 1948, it was, like, only, like, when our, like, parent and the other, when they just, I mean, share.
Mm-hmm.
But now, the social media, like, everyone now know the truth and can't see, like, what exactly happened.
Mm.
So it just, I mean, like, the history repeats itself.
Mm. All right, we do have to go for a quick break now. On the show with me today is Palestinian refugee Manal Adluni, sharing her own journey of being forced to flee Gaza for the safety of her family. We'll be right back on Live and Learn, BFM 89.9. Welcome back to Live and Learn with me, Lim Soo Ann. In the studio with me today is Palestinian refugee Manal Adluni. She's been here in Malaysia with her husband and two daughters since 2015 and is currently attempting to fundraise to get her mother, as well as her brother and his family, out of Gaza following the horrors that have been inflicted upon Palestinians by Israel in the past few months. Now, Manal, before I get to before I ask you more about your family who are still in Gaza, I want to know, you know, what has life been like for you and your girls since you came here to Malaysia? How different has it been? How have you adjusted?
To be honest, like, the first, I mean, like, month in Malaysia, still, like, even when I deal with my daughters, it was also a little bit, like, difficult because for them, like, they traumatized from the war, that one in 2014.
Mm.
Because, like, here, whenever they hear the thunder sound, they will just, I mean, feel scary and will run. I told them, no, this is not airstrike or any. We are in Malaysia. We are far from Gaza.
Mm.
They continue even, like, scared to sleep in separate room. The first few months, they have to sleep with us. Until, like, they already, like, understand, yes, now, I mean, like, we are in another place. Even, I mean, like, I have one of my girls previously, because I have one at that time in Gaza, and all of a sudden have one bombing happened near the house.
Mm.
So for her, she was 4 years and a half. So that time she just, like, scream and run. So since that time, even for her, when she start, like, to talk and any, will be, like, not, I mean, normal. Will just, I mean, continue, like, repeat, then she talk. So that time here, I started, like, to notice. Then I said, like, maybe, I mean, like, for her, she's still, I mean, young. So some, I mean, of the kids, for them, like, it's even, like, when they talk, we'll talk, I mean, late. Like, it's not, I mean. But that time, even when she joined the school, so some, I mean, like, the teacher, like, always when give the feedback, they said she have to practice on her, like, English language and all, because when she need to talk, like, will continue, like, lagging, like, she will talk. Okay, then I started, like, to share with them. Like, I told them, but also I faced this in Arabic for her, like, her, I mean, the Arabic is our native language. So for her, like, should be completely fine. So in general, I started, like, to read and all. Then, I mean, I just, like, understand, like, that time for her because of the war. Like,
she's
just
traumatized.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So that time, little by little, it's, like, I started to read. Then, have one doctor mention, like, it's only, like, need time, then become. But now, alhamdulillah, like, she's okay, nothing. But for her, she continue now, like, if anyone, for example, like, all of a sudden hit the table in front of her, she will just, like, something inside her, she will just feel scared.
Mm.
So for this, I mean, for them now, they can understand and feel, even they were, I mean, like, young that time. And now, I mean, like, one of them 14, the other one 13.
Mm.
So for them, they continue now, I mean, like, they feel like how the people there with the bombing and all, like, how they, I mean, like, very scary because, I mean, of the sound of the airstrike and all, like, it's totally, like, for them, it's still, like, nightmare.
Mm. And then how did you end up working with Fuji School as well? Tell me a bit about that.
Yes. So that time, for me, once, I mean, I arrived Malaysia, we start, like, to ask my husband to friend, like, if have any school, like, for my girls to join. So that time, because I arrived Malaysia in 2015 on March, So even for some school, like already in there, maybe second term or the first term. So that time I just ask. Then they said, like, have any Plaza Idaman area, have a few schools for refugee, like you call it learning center. So for the ones like for register under UNHCR. Because that time, even once we arrived Malaysia, so for my husband, that time when he arrived Malaysia, so he went to UNHCR to register.
Mm.
So that time he got, was easy for him to get the card because we are refugee. So that time we went, to the school, like I check one school in that area. Like it was like they asked, like the amount for the money was also like expensive. And for me, like I came like recently, like to Malaysia, even with my husband was working here, but was working in restaurant. He was mainly like a carpenter, but for sure, like, most of the Arab when here like come, they will just, work in a restaurant. So that time we say like even the budget, not that much. So I continue just asking. Then, I enter that school. And in 2015, even refugee school was only like one floor and small.
Mm.
So that time, was the school fees like not that much, the amount like only like a small amount. Then, okay, I said, so for them, they said, now we are like term two, so we're almost done. I said, if they can at least like join as a listener for them to only like gain the English language for them because they're still young and only they can speak Arabic. So that time I managed to register them in that school.
Mm.
So I'm type of parent, like I will continue as my parent where... did with me. I will continue go to the school like every 2 weeks, like to check how my girls, how their performance, like in general.
Mm.
So that time I continue like a lot of time, like many times, just to go to Fuji school, but I become like aware how I meet Fuji school like in general.
Mm.
So that time they ask like, I ask them if they need any volunteer, like I'm available. So that time only I said I can work part time. When I joined, yes, admin assistant in the afternoon because they need someone like to be in the reception that time during the afternoon time. Mm. So, yes, that time I start like to go. So my girls, like once they finish their studying, they will just, back home or stay with me. So that time I started part time. Then in 2020. I remember, like, after 1 year, then they said, okay, can you, work full time? Then that time, yes. Then, after, like, admin assistant, I become the school admin. Like, so since that time, I continue. Then for me, because my studying field, even computer science, so also I teach ICT only, like, 1 hour weekly for grade 5 and 6, but now grade 5. So since 2019, that time I joined Fuji.
All right. So now I know you're attempting to help more family members who are stuck in Gaza to get out because of how bad the things are with the genocide that's happening in Gaza right now. Tell me more about your family members. Who are you trying to get out?
With the fundraiser only, think like I have only my mom and my brother, the one I'm doing the fundraiser for him. But it's not my whole family there. I'm the only one outside Gaza from my family. But that time when my family, so they were for in Khan Yunis before they evacuate to Rafah. So that time in November for them, they evacuate to Rafah. So that time they just at night, that time they said to me like around 11:30 p.m. at night they moved to Nasser Hospital. Then from Nasser Hospital, like they look for any transport like to go to Rafah. And that time they stay in one like shop lot. But after like 1 month, they just, they went and have a tent and they just, stay in a tent that time. And since that time, they are in a tent and my mom is 70 years plus. So like, you can imagine like that time when I was checking with my brother And in general, the communication, as everyone know, like the connection cut off many times.
Mm.
So even since October for me, I still till this moment, I'm not able even to video call them. So the first 2 months of the genocide, I was able to just, I mean, have a call, normal, like international call. But now, no.
Mm.
Even with the situation, I mean, now some people, like, they think, like, everything, like, got improved or any. No, still same. So I'm still, like, only I use the WhatsApp when I need just, I mean, to communicate with my brother, even not a call. I have to send voice note, then wait for him to, because for him now, when he need to look for a connection, he have to walk for around, like, 200 meters away from the tent, to go to the area and try to connect.
Mm.
So that time for me, like, once I know, like, my mom there and he share with me some picture, like, you can just imagine, like, when you see, like, your mom in this situation, especially if she's, like, not, I mean, young. So to be honest, that time, it just, like something, like, hit my heart. So that time, I started, like, to ask how I can help them.
Mm.
Because also, the, like, the feeling of helpless
mm.
to your family, also this, like, very hard feeling. Like, we don't, you know, like, when you want to help, but also you don't know how.
Mm.
Like, you don't have anything you can help. So that time, I start, like, to check, like, if anyone, like, need to leave Gaza or any. Then that time, it was, like, they asked, 10,000 USD per adult to leave. And that one, not for ticket or any. That's just to register with one Egyptian company inside Egypt.
Mm.
So they can make the coordination for traveling for you with the Egyptian government.
It's just that coordination. It's not even to fly out.
Yes. Mm. That's only, I mean, you pay this amount to register your name, then they, I mean, send your name, like, for checking, investigation. Then, okay, if you got approval, then you can leave.
Mm.
So that time, I mean, like, can't, I mean, only register for my mom because, like, she can't even, I mean, like, travel alone.
Mm.
So for also for my brother. So, but also at the same time, when you look, like, to the amount, 10,000 USD, so, like, was a crazy amount. Who will have, I mean, this amount?
Mm.
Then, okay, we just, like, wait day by day. Then until, I mean, they said they have one company. So per adult, 5,000 USD. Per kids, like anyone under 16 years old, 2,500 USD. So that also for them, will not, I mean, like, try to process your coordination until you go and pay inside the company.
Mm.
You pay, then you have to wait. Once, I mean, like, get approval and you have your name announced in on the list in the group, then okay, you can go to the Egyptian board and you can cross the board. Then once you enter, I mean, Cairo, then you can, I mean, like, process for your passport to renew and all. So for, I mean, like, my brother have two of his youngest kids. Also, they lost their document, the birth certificate. Also, I mean, with the house, because the house, like, bombed and even, I mean, got burned. So everything just, I mean, like, they lost. So for them, they have, like, to get temporary document from the Palestinian side and the Egyptian board. Then they can travel mm. with this document. Once they arrive inside Egypt, they can go to the Palestinian embassy there and the process to apply for their passport and all. Then, I mean, they can come to Malaysia because, I mean, even if they need to try to apply to any Western country or any. Also, this difficult. So that time, by right, like, my colleagues at school also, they know the situation in Gaza. So that time I was also like hesitating even with this amount, 5,000 USD per
adult.
Yes, because if you like, okay, now like 9 member, if I start with my brother, the one with my mom. Then one time we were like discuss with Sarah. Sarah Al-Mas'oudi, the one who created for me the link. So that time she said like, we just can try. Because like, I mean like every day I go to work, like imagine you go like a physical only, you go to your work. But all your mind and all with your family.
Mm.
So also wasn't, I mean like for me like easy to cope my daily only like routine and all like, okay, like I enjoy my life or even like work properly. No, like many of the time I will just like, I'm not able like to continue. I will just, I mean like, just be off for a few hours because I can't, especially like when you check the news and even like always my phone like in front of me.
Mm.
I will just, okay, I work, but something here is still running in the background. So you will just, I mean like, you continue to check like the news. Ah, every time like when have any bombing or any, you will just check the family name. Like what if something happened? Like what for me, whole of my family there. So like this, the nightmare of always like overthink and imagine like, what if I lost all of them? So I will be alone here.
Mm.
So this all, I mean, like, you can imagine, like, the stress I was, like, under till even this moment now, because we still, I mean, like, yes, I mean, like, we, like, thank God we reached this point,
mm-hmm.
Like, with the fundraising. But, I mean, we didn't, like, take any, like, real step, like, okay, I mean, this, I mean, the action, like, now, I mean, we are waiting, like, for them.
Mm, because you need the money first.
Ah, yes. So, because, I mean, they can't, I mean, like, register for anyone, even if you say, like, a check for us if we get approved or no. No. Like, you know, everything in this life, like, you have money, then you can, I mean, like, you can, I mean, process. Okay, I know, we know it's, like, a lot of, I mean, the amount is very crazy amount, but what we can do, we have to save their life. So that time we said, okay, we just, I mean, like write everything down in the link, the story, their names, and we just, I mean, try. And thank God, like with this real, I call them real humans, because like this world, like just show us like, even the humanity failed in what's going on in Gaza. Like, even the international organization and all, who always just, I mean, like, calling for human rights and any. How many, I mean, the death toll in Gaza now exceeded the 33,000. Okay, and still no have any serious action from the people in power in this world. So at least for us, like the normal human, at least we can collaborate with each other.
Mm.
Like everyone, okay, if I know, like maybe some people, they can't, I mean, donate, but at least you can share. Some people, I mean, will see. But even, I mean, with small amount, now you see, like, we started from zero.
Mm-hmm.
And now we are, like, almost there. Now less than 5,000 we need. Less than 5,000. So, I mean, like, thank God. And thank you everyone, like, who have donated or even, like, shared or even speak out about the situation in Gaza or about the fundraiser.
Is it 5,000 USD?
Euro, yeah.
5,000 euro
yes,
more.
Yes, yes. Because now, I mean, we almost, like, 31 plus euro. Then, I mean, still we need, because our target, our goal, 35.
And you want to get your brother, your mother, and some of his kids out as well.
Yes. So, I mean, because this, my brother have 6 kids.
Mm.
So, my mom, my brother, his wife, and the six kids. So, in total, 9.
Mm.
So, even, I mean, I have, like, my youngest sister.
Mm.
So, now, I mean, like, her, before 3 weeks, her husband managed to register. And like, okay, because only, I mean, like have the 5,000 USD. So he managed to register and got approval. And now he's in Egypt. But now also for him, he's trying to get her wife with her 3 kids. So now the people like also it's like we reach to the point you have also like, okay, to choose myself or my wife and the kids. And this also, for sure, like anyone will make, I mean, sure, like the kids, for sure. But when only you have 5,000 USD, you can't also send, for example, like the kids alone, like to send only two kids. So, okay, they prefer like, okay, we go first because, you know, even, I mean, if have any, because all the other area, they got a ground invasion. Mm. So for the IOF, we'll just detain all the youth in general. Even if you, I mean, like, you deal with the resistance or no. So some people for this, I mean, they try, okay. For example, like, I make my husband, like, to go first. So at least I will not, I mean, like, get detained. Then, I mean, I stuck alone, don't know anything. So at least, like, he can survive. Then to try find way for them to register for them. So you see now, I mean, we reach to this point. Thank God for this. Like, alhamdulillah.
And for people who wish to help, you know, I'll put a link to the GoFundMe page in the podcast description so people can, you know, listening to this can go and access it. What are your hopes for you and your family? You know, what do you hope to see happen?
So for me, to be honest, like, we will reunite with my family. But also this will not happen until, like, we got this amount, like, the goal. Then I can register. To be honest, like, even these days, like, I will not lie, but I, like, started, like, to feel, like, give up. Because, okay, I mean, we reached this point. But day by day, like, the situation there getting worse. And even this, like, the last whole week, my whole family, the one, like, Bilal, the one I'm fundraising for him, and my mom, all of them, they were sick. Why? Because only they can get the canned food. And you can imagine this canned food, like, not related to any healthy food, like, in any way. So you just, like, can imagine, like, the situation, you're stuck in a tent, no one can help you. So you just, you try, like, if you have any pink color or any, I mean, even the water not clean, to drink water. We reach the point, like, our brain can't process what's going on exactly. Okay, like, if no bombing, okay, no food. Okay, like, everything not safe. Even with this, the, like, every time was, like, when I read, like, it's raining in Gaza. Like, you can imagine, like, when have raining, heavy raining, and they are in a tent. So I hope, inshallah, we reach our target soon. Then I will be able to register for them. Then, like, once I register, at least, like, for them, I will start, like, feel like, okay, they will have, like, the real hope, like, to make them, like, to come to Malaysia. Because the for us, like, the only country open. Then from, I mean, like, there, we, because I know, I mean, we are refugee here. But at least, like, always we have this hope, like, waiting for resettlement, to get in a resettlement. But, I mean, at least if we are in this country, like, this always, I mean, like, my point. So, because I know, like, Malaysia also, like, one of the country, like, have big number of refugees. Not only, I mean, like, from Palestine, but they have Syrian, Myanmar, Rohingya, like, have a lot. Because when we, for us, when we go to UNHCR, we can, like, see, like, how many, I mean, like, people. But also, this is not our fault, like, we become refugee. But, like, everyone have to understand, we forced to flee our country. It wasn't, like, only, like, our option, like, okay, anyone, if, I mean, their country, okay, no have any problem and feel safe and have a job and everything, no one will just, I mean, like, decide to leave the country only, okay, they can travel for enjoying, for any, but, I mean, no one will decide just, like, you leave all your memories, you leave everything in your homeland, and you just, also, this very hard. The people think, like, for the refugee is something, like, easy when you will just, I mean, like, leave everything behind you and you know you will not go back. So also this decision for any refugee, like when like anyone leave his home country, even Palestinian, Syrian, Yemen, any. But I mean, like, the situation for us force us for this. At final, we are human. It's not about we deal like as we hear, like we don't differentiate like Christian, Muslim, whatever. I mean, you're religious. At final, all of us, we are human. We have to deal with each other as a human. Have the right to get his essential need. Now Gaza, even the essential need, not there. The water, the electricity, the food, the people there starving.
Mm.
So it's not fair in this war and this timing. We are in 2024 and we are talking about starving. Okay, when I mean like the parent, like their kids ask them for food. Like you just imagine when your kids ask you like, they need to eat or any, and you can't also provide them with this. So you can just imagine this. I don't think, I mean, you will find like any answer when your kids ask you for their essential need. It's not, I mean, to buy for them like they cry for expensive toy or any. No, they ask you to eat or to drink. So you just imagine this when your kids ask you for food and you can't also provide for them this. And when you see your kids fall sick and you can't also provide them with anything. So all of them deserve life. It's not, I mean, like it's not written for the Palestinian to have this life for them since 1948. No, they are also human. They deserve life as the other people. So, I mean, like, if we continue, like, talk about the Palestine and the Palestinian people, to be honest, will not, I mean, like, the time will not be enough. Because what we went, I mean, like, through during our whole life, like, need, I don't know how many years, just, I mean, like, to share about the suffering we have suffered, like, this whole years, like, more than 75 years. And still people fail to understand, like, how were the situation now when we see genocide. Genocide in all the meaning. It's not only, I mean, like, the bombing. No. In all the before they kill anyone, some, like, will ask some of the people they share. The one from, like, when they invade, like, for example, Shifa Hospital. That time they ask, like, for example, the family, okay, The woman and their kids, you leave, but the men here, they will just shoot them. Some of them, they will detain them. Some of them in front of their kids. Okay, when the kids see their parent, their father got, I mean, killed in this way. Let me know if these kids will recover from this, what I mean he already witnessed, I don't think. So later, no one, I mean, to blame the Palestinian people why they resist. So, I mean, like, now you see, like, I experienced war before. And now this generation, the one here, they also experience this genocide. And later they will become also the voices and speak out about the Palestinian people, even outside Gaza. But one day we will back to our country. Because not mean, like, we leave our country, we don't want our country. No one will just, I mean, like, replace his homeland with any other country. Yes, we look always for the best life because of our kids, because especially when we have kids. Also, this, I mean, their right to have life, to enjoy, to live as any other kids.
Thank you so much for sharing your story today, Manal. Again, the link to the fundraiser will be in the podcast description. So do look up our podcast on bfm.my or on the BFM app if you want to help Manal to get her family out of Gaza. I'm Lim Suen, and this has been Live and Learn, BFM 89.9.
You have been listening to a podcast from BFM 89.9, the business station. For more stories of the same kind, download the BFM app.